is going down, everyone? It's time for the hype episode number 215. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to bring back Guess That Price. These two, we're going to square off against each other to see who wins. And we're going to talk LaMelo Ball cards. He's been on fire. We're going to talk Justin Herbert cards, also on fire. And we're going to start off with some music cards, which is maybe becoming the new F1, as some people would say on Twitter. So we're going to dive into that. But we also have our Black Friday deals going on at mojobreakshop.com. We've got wax so cheap, you might make you want to slap your mother. I don't know. It's just some great prices that you just would be like, oh my God, I can't believe how cheap some of this wax is. And we're adding more daily. I know today is Wednesday. It's not quite Black Friday yet, but we're like, why not? Let's just do Black Friday week. I mean, you can see here we've got this Series 1 Upper Deck. That's the Laffy year, $99. I mean, we were selling when they came out, they're like $180. It's like half off. So get your Laffy Young Guns in that. But there's also all sports represented and Pokemon on mojobreakshop.com. It is a we're just clearing the shelves. We're getting ready for the new year. We got stock. We want to get it in your guys' hands, so we're offering some tantalizing prices for you guys to jump in on that. So keep checking back at mojobreakshop.com for those wax deals. Guys, what is going on?
It's good, you know, just chilling. Don't condone violence. You don't need to slap anybody. You can just go to mojobreakshop.com and get yourself some great deals.
That's why I set it up, because I know you'd come right back and talk about the deal.
Softball over here. I mean, and I, hey, softballs are, that's where I'm at. That's what I need now. I need you to like lay it up for me so I can hit it out of the park.
Yep. See, right, your ball's soft.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to that. I will just say that, slapping your mother reference, one of my favorite movies as a kid, it's a little obscure. I know we were talking about movies last week on the show, but kind of obscure. Point Blank Man. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Point Blank Man?
Or maybe just Blank Man.
Because Point Blank, I think, has Keanu Reeves and maybe Kiefer Sutherland in it. Is it about surfing or something
point
about
blank?
Point Blank.
Or that's Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah.
There's Point Break, and then Point Blank, and then you're thinking Blank Man.
Is it Keenan or Ivory Williams? One of the Williams brothers is in
Damon
that movie.
Damon
Williams?
Can you name all the Wayans right now? I'm just kidding.
There's Keenan, a lot of them. But in that movie specifically, there's a part where one of his catchphrases, because he's a superhero in that movie, if you haven't seen it, he wants to be a superhero.
Did it win an Oscar? Sounds like it might have won an Oscar.
He says he always says when he's trying to stop a crime, he says something like, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's like, slap me silly and call me Sally.
Yeah.
And then one of the bad guys in the movie actually slaps him, and then he slaps him, and then the Point Blank Man goes, ah! And then the guy's like, I thought I told you, Sally.
Classic. I thought you were going to reference the great How High. Who was that? That was that comedian who was the pimp, and he would not a nutter, put the powder in his hand and just go around slapping people.
Oh, what's his? Oh,
God, yeah, I know he's a famous comedian.
Cat Williams.
No, it wasn't Cat. That would make sense. It was Mike Epps.
Yeah,
Mike Epps. The great Mike
Epps.
But
wasn't Cat Williams in that movie?
It could have been. Wasn't memorable to me, but there was a chance he could have been in that movie.
And then was it Method Man?
Method Man or Red Man, of course.
Red Man.
Yeah.
You had some Wu-Tang.
One of the Wu-Tang members.
I
know you'd like to think that Red Man was in Wu-Tang Clan.
I really feel like he was.
He's a close friend.
I really feel like he may have been on a track or two.
Definitely affiliated.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, if they had to nominate an honorary member, he would be in the running.
Yeah. Sure. Let's just say he's in the band. Say he's in the group.
But once again, mojobreakshop.com. You can see some of the deals here posted on the screen. So go ahead and jump on over there right now. We're like selling out by the day. I mean, we had
By the minute.
We had a record amount of sales going through the site yesterday. It was incredible. So we're scrambling to get more deals up there for you guys. So act now for sure, because, $70 off, $45 off, I don't know, maybe sometimes $100 off on certain stuff. So definitely check it out. But I wanted to jump into this because this just released. You guys all know about The Weeknd, very popular song, Blinding Lights, which is the number one top 100 song of all time, Hot 100 song of all time on Billboard, which – I remember going into Sam Goody and Musicland and actually going through in the section where they used to sell singles. And I would actually look at that list and be like, maybe something I should pick up, you know?
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Billboard, in collaboration here with The Weeknd and The Infinite, has a card coming out that you can get on shoptheweeknd.com. I believe there's very limited quantities and there is a chance at some autos and some numbered cards. It's $100 for one card, but this would be The Weeknd's rookie card. So I want to hear you guys' thoughts on this. Like, how well will this do? What's your opinion on this particular card? And I'll start with C-Rab. What do you think?
I'm a big fan of the design of it. So good job to the designer. And then secondly, I think there is, I know we're going to get into a little bit deeper into it, but I think there is definitely a market for musicians in the card market too. So, and I know a lot of things have been coming out recently. Well, we got the, I don't know if we're going to talk about, we had the Lil Wayne by Tops. Something that I, at the Nationals this past summer that I was just walking through and looking, and I never really looked at music. I'm big into music, but I never was into music, musician cards. But I was walking through the Nationals and I remember seeing a Jay-Z, like a PSA 10 Jay-Z, and I was like, damn, that's so cool. I hella want that card. I didn't end up picking it up, but now I see that, you know, like since, you know, with the thing happening recently with Jay and that, like his card's kind of going up a little bit. It was like, damn, I should have picked it up. But I think definitely there's going to be a big market for musician cards. And
yeah,
I mean,
do you think The Weeknd is big enough?
Yeah, in terms of artists right now, he's got to be one of the biggest in the world. So he's actually a good subject to you know, this whatever company this is that's starting these cards. Is this their first project, I'm assuming, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so he's a good one to start with. Infinite. Infinite, like, that's a great musician to start with. It's hard for me to think of anybody better to start with currently in music, you know what I mean, if you're going to start with somebody.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's kind of cross-generational, right? You got the kids listening to him, as made famous on TikTok, the TikTok dance. To this song, and the song itself kind of has an 80s vibe to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of ushers in some of the 40, 50, 60-year-old kind of crowd.
Yep.
And, you know, it's kind of the videos about Vegas and about his a fun night he had and everything. And the song being on the chart for 90 weeks on the Hot 100 chart is incredible. So
I didn't know this song was the number one of all time.
Yep. It beat out Chubby Checker. Which was
Twist.
The Twist.
That is insane to me.
Not Let's Do the Twist Again.
And you know, for like
Twist One.
Obviously, everybody's familiar with The Weeknd with this song particularly, and all his latest releases the past, you know, 5-6 years. But if you know him from the beginning, his, you know, obviously he started. He had a very, very different sound coming out, and he has a lot of like hardcore fans that were built from that, you know, original fan base, and now he's just expanded. So it makes perfect sense that they went with this guy.
Yeah, and Shane here in the shop gets a shout out. Not very often we shout out Shane. He said he was a rapper, and I said no, it's not a rapper. I'd say he's more of a singer.
I don't think he's even from the beginning. He's never really been considered a rapper.
Well,
he's,
would you consider Bruno Mars a rapper?
No.
But I would put The Weeknd in the same kind of genre as Bruno Mars,
which I guess is pop now. Maybe pop. 15, 20 years ago would have been R&B, but I think it's pop.
If you listen to Weeknd's original music, like when he first was coming out, it was mainly R&B.
Yeah, well, I love the song.
But
Hills.
But this music now that he's putting out is absolutely the level that he's on. Like, he's a pop star now for sure. Yeah.
Now these are $100 for one card, so you get one card. There's a chance at autographs, which I don't think he has any autographs when I searched on eBay. And then there will be, as shown here, there's going to be at least parallels number to 100. I think there might even be parallels number to 10 and number to 500. So taking from what is popular in the trading card market and adding it into the music, and this is going to be foil boards, and it's going to be a nice thick card from what I could tell from the photo here. Dan, do you think $100 is too cheap? Do you think this is a pretty strong buy?
I think $100 is a really good deal. I think it's, we bought a fair amount of them. I
bought into it. Big time.
I think it's a low risk. I think it can definitely take off. I don't know. I don't know what the secondary market once they come out, once they dry up, and the only way to get them is on the secondary market. I can't speculate how much they would go for, but I think if you got into it for $100, you're going to be safe.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to lose any money. I was reminded this week that I apparently live under a rock. And this song being as big as it is, I had never heard it before. Doug played it for me, and
it's unbelievable.
Never heard the song before. I know the artist, and I know a couple of his other songs, but mm-hmm. I don't know this song. I like it. It's good. It's a good jam. The product looks amazing. I do think that this category can expand, and I think it does need to be focused to one individual artist at a time. We've sat here and talked about it, and we're like, hey, why don't you do like genres? Well, fans of artists are not necessarily fans of a art. Full genre. Yeah.
Right.
So you got to pick and choose like which fan base you think would really jump into the collectible market. The Weeknd's fan base may, I could think of other fan bases out there that would really, really jump onto it, that collect everything that the artist produces, it being like rare art, it being,
and what bands are those, for example?
I would say off the top of my head, Metallica fans buy everything. We've talked about this group before. Not a huge market, but ICP is another band that like their fans buy everything.
What about Kiss? Is that too old of a demographic?
Kiss already did. They did comic books back in the day.
They do everything. They'd be like lip gloss.
But they did comic books. Shoes. I think they've tried to jump into the collectible market. I think the Kiss market may be a little older, but the Metallica market, for example, I mean, there's teenagers who listen to Metallica. There's people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s that listen to Metallica. Another one, and there's actually a connection to collecting cards in the band, would be Slipknot.
Yeah.
And Slipknot, you can do a lot with all their different tours and their mask and a lot of their artwork. And one of the artists in Slipknot is a huge card collector.
Yeah.
So I think that would actually be a pretty good way into producing it. But yeah, I mean, that's, and I think there's other stuff that you can really dive into with artists. I think you can do a little bit of NFTs. You can do some like very like exclusive MP3 downloads that are only attached to certain trading cards. It could really change the game and actually change the way music is distributed.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we've had an issue with things being tangible in music since the kind of the death of CDs, I think, was the last form of medium that people would go and buy from a record store. Like I mentioned Musicland before and Sam Goody. We had Tower Records out here. There's a few other establishments where you'd go in and Tuesday would be like release day, and you'd go in and you'd get that CD and you'd start, you know, looking at the liner notes and looking at the artwork, and it was something tangible. But with the MP3 era, it's just available on your phone whenever they drop it. And there's nothing physical to handle. And I think that's what's moved some people into vinyl, like myself as a collector. I've collected vinyl. But I think this could be a big element if it done the right way. And like Dan, I think Dan mentioned the focusing on one artist. But, you know, and I love this because the toes are kind of getting dipped into the modern era here. But I would like to see some kind of memorabilia cards like guitar picks or, cut autographs of some of the older musicians, maybe if you're going to do a set like that, or like album artwork proofs. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could go with this. And it's actually going to tie into our giveaway for this week. I know we got to name the giveaway from last week, guys, but if you could collect any musician's rookie card, what musician would you collect? And put that in the comments below here on the Mojo Break Media YouTube. And we're going to give away another $150 in group break credit on mojobreak.com, where all your breaks happen.
You know what mine would be?
I was going to ask you. That was my next question.
Jay-Z.
Well, that's available already. You can get that. That's actually in our next slide. and I actually own a refractor Jay-Z, but a recent Jay-Z Topps Chrome from 2005, 2006. So 05-06 Topps Chrome basketball, PSA 10 mint, sold for $600. Jigga. Yeah. Jay-Z. Ooh, believe it or not, I got on Jay-Z for the Unreasonable Doubt record, which was back in the, I think, early 90s, I think.
96.
Song, 96, Dead Presidents.
Jay-Z just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He did.
Do you guys know that?
Yeah, that's why his cards, I bet you the bump in price on his cards definitely came from that too.
Yep, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But this was a one-off. There was one player. I think it was because of his he kind of started jumping into basketball, being part owner of the Nets, and also I think he owns he has his own agency now, Rock Nation, right? So I think that's why it made sense for Topps to do it. But you didn't really see any other musicians in the 90s or even now really in sets besides like one-offs. You had the early 90s, which we had the Pro Set Music Stars, which was kind of didn't really work. You had the UMTV Raps. Yep, see, we got the Music Stars right on the shelf there because you know we love music. You've had the Rap Packs. You've had where they've made cards that were just a variety of a genre. And I like that this is one artist, so hopefully this takes off. Here's some other cards that have sold. And Tupac's one of my favorite rappers of all time, but I thought that these were kind of silly at the time. They were distributed in Black Friday packs, and it's a Tupac, and it's considered his rookie card. So a Raw from 2013 Black Friday Panini, $60 for a Raw Tupac.
It also seemed like that card, when you'd pull it in a pack, was like an advertisement card, mm-hmm. kind of like how the Kid Reporter cards are.
Exactly.
So it didn't really have the same card stock, I don't think.
And then there's a Biggie from that set as well. So they had Pac and Biggie. And then Topps did in 2013 Archives, they had the Heavy Metal. And here's a Sebastian Bach auto from Skid Row that sold for $46. So
yeah,
there was always these people trying to do these one-offs in music, but never really utilizing memorabilia, never really utilizing it as one set. So it'd be interesting to see if this does well, what's next. And as far as I can tell, the reason why I'm saying it's a strong buy, unless they're going to put more in stock, I think there was only around about 5,000 made, and I think there's only about 2,500 available at that link on there. So I'll also link it up on the show notes, guys, but it's the shop.theweekend.com. And for $100, I honestly feel like you can't lose if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint. Obviously, if you're a fan of the song, it'd be cool just to have, and maybe it takes you back. You pull it out of your wherever you keep your cards 10, 20 years later, and it brings you back to some memories, maybe good or bad. And I think that's the beauty of music, is that you can listen to a song you haven't heard in a while, and it reminds you of a time when you first heard that song, and that's what's cool about it.
You know, and what is there? Is there 11? There's 11 autographs in the print run?
I believe there's 10.
10 and then a 101,
and a 101,
right?
Yeah.
Now, I would love to see some more autographs.
Yeah.
In a set like that. And I know it's difficult to obtain the autographs and stuff like that, but it's going to be, I mean, and I get it. Like, if you pull an autograph, it should get a substantial premium on the secondary market, mm-hmm. but they are going to be really, really tough to pull.
Yeah, but you also have to keep the scarcity up, right? You have to.
It's a fine line. I mean, there's 11. I'd like to see 50, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, and maybe that's what they adjust. But maybe they see. Maybe I mean, I wouldn't think it'd be too crazy if one of the autos sell for like $20,000. I wouldn't think
they. Well,
too
they
crazy.
Should. Though, they I mean, should. Based on how hard they are to pull, they should. I think $20,000 might be
low. Yeah.
So and that one of one auto, who knows? Could be six-figure card.
It could be a lot. And I think another important thing about the weekend cards particularly, too, is if we do start to see more one-offs like this, it's important that the design is good. And so with this being produced by Infinite and who's behind Infinite, like it's a nice design. I know that you can't really see it too much in the mock-up, but it looks good compared to like some of the like the HRX of Tupac and Biggie, right? It's like night and day difference. Like which card would you prefer to collect?
I mean, it's made, as you can read on the on the weekend website, it's made by Carvin Chung, who is the creator of Exquisite. So you can kind of see certain elements of the old Exquisite designs brought forth into these weekend cards.
And so, Immaculate 2012, 13 Immaculate.
Yep. So a lot of the iconic card designs are now being put into this with the weekend and. Can't wait to see what's next from this company and what artists might be on the docket next. Assuming that I think these are going to sell out right away. I think they're shipping in February, so people are going to start opening them up and we're going to start seeing
parallels. I think once you see – and they actually may be sold out before they even get released.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to see the secondary market really explode once you see these cards in hand.
Yes.
I think the pictures are great.
Do we know if it's what card stock it is?
I believe it's a 120 point.
It's like 120.
Okay.
So it's a little bit thicker. Okay. A little bit thicker,
so it's
cardstock.
A thicker cardstock too. A
lot of foil. It's going to be an amazing looking card, and I think that is what's really going to separate this from a lot of the other music cards that we've seen come out
before.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to really, really seem like a high end. Premium.
Yeah, card. And I think people, once they see it, they're going to understand the $100 price point.
Yeah.
Because the average consumer is going to be like, man, $100 for one card?
And if I'm
not
mistaken, it's going to be coming in like a one touch.
I think so, from what I could read on the ad itself. So, I mean, I'm anxious to see those. You know, maybe we'll put some up for personal boxes. We did buy some already, so put those up for personal boxes. But I honestly want to keep both of them sealed just to – you know, just to have them.
And
the artwork looks great. So
one last thing before we move on to going off of what Dan was just saying before, in terms of like what they can do with the musician and collectibles in general for music. I'm excited to see where it goes because, you know, we know the music industry is constantly evolving. And, you know, we went from vinyls to CDs to MP3s to streaming now. It's going to be exciting almost to see what happens with like how artists release music.
I think we're due for a change though.
Yeah.
Right. You look at the history of the way music is, you know, digested,
mm-hmm.
and every 10 years, it seems like you have a pretty dramatic twist. Right. And it switches up on us, and we've all been digesting with MP3s and streaming. And it's been kind of the digital era of music. I think that's going to change. I mean, granted, Doug was saying that, like, yeah, vinyl's making a comeback, and vinyl's actually outselling right now than what it was when vinyl in its heyday.
Yeah,
oh, vinyl's big,
which is
right
crazy.
Now, yeah.
And I think it really gets back to having that tangible item, right?
Yeah.
You know. People and I'm the same way when I listen to vinyl. Like, you listen to a vinyl record and you listen to it all the way through because it's not real convenient to get up and change tracks.
Yep.
So you're kind of forced to listen to the whole album the way it was. I mean, the way it was meant to be listened to. When an artist puts out an album, they basically put the different tracks in mm-hmm. you know, sequence, because that's how themselves, management, record label think that the album should be digested.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And they're always with these collectible cards too, like not only artists but the record labels and everybody, they're always trying to find ways to bring in more revenue, right? And the collectible market is super untapped.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being able to put an exclusive song on a 101 that you could only get through that 101 card.
Something like
a
that,
QR
yeah.
code or something.
Yeah.
Or an experience that you could attach to the item to, where maybe it's like a backstage experience at a concert of your choosing. You know, or even turning it into an NFT, maybe a lifetime. You get an NFT out of a pack along with a physical card, and then the NFT, you can go to any concert forever. You know,
yeah.
You go to every con. I mean, there's a lot of different ways they could spin it. Before we leave this topic, C-Rad, if you were given the opportunity to choose one artist to make cards with right now, who would it be?
One artist to make cards with
or
right now?
A group. One artist, one group, just one subject.
To make cards with.
Yep.
Like for something like this, like the weekend project. Do I go with one of my new favorite artists? I'll say Mazi out of Sacramento.
But you think that would be enough? I mean, well, you also
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
No, yeah, you
it
got,
wouldn't make
you're,
money.
You're gonna have to figure out.
But in terms of like,
you would like that, yeah.
In terms of me liking that, and I do think he's an artist that's on the verge. So don't get me wrong. Like, he is gonna blow up to like, I don't know about a weekend type level, but he is gonna be one of the biggest rappers out here eventually. But right now, I would love to, you know, maybe do a project with him, and you know, kind of. And I think it's important too for. Maybe like not necessarily new artists, but like artists that are on the verge like that, to kind of tap in a certain market they may not be aware of. You know what I mean? Like
right.
This could introduce them and get them thinking about other ways to put out their music too.
Or just even add stuff to their, I mean, we don't want to dilute it, but like add stuff into their merch store.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah. So that would excite me, because he's kind of a new artist within the last decade, and I love his music. So working with him and to do something like that would be pretty sick.
I mean, if I had to pick one, I mean, we already mentioned Metallica. I think you could do like a set of each one of their albums. Like you could start with their first album and then just do a set and then do the set, you know. So you'd have at least a built-in 10 or 11 releases, and then maybe have a card for each song on the album. So then that would make the collectability of each card. You'd want to buy every single card to have every track on the album. You know, I think you could do the same with Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah, Wu-Tang would be huge, dude.
Or maybe even Snoop Dogg, right? I mean, he has that category of, you know, his whole catalog, starting with Doggy Style all the way up to what he's done now. And he's had so many different, like, you know, appearances and things like that. But then, like, I could see where The Weeknd is, like, it's kind of like the right pick because it's got, like I said
first
before,
of all, the
you
number
got
one,
so many more
yeah.
people, you know.
There, he reaches a wide audience.
Yeah.
If we're talking about established artists, I would have said like something like the Backstreet Boys. You know what I'm saying? Like give each one of them boys their own card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can. I think from a marketing aspect, Justin Timberlake would be one that you would probably be able to do.
Probably,
well
I would pick the other Justin over him.
Timberlake or Bieber, I think would work.
I think Justin Timberlake would be one that wouldn't be difficult to succeed with. But I'm gonna stick with what I was talking about before because I think what you can do with this group is unlimited potential. Would be Slipknot. Mm. And again, I'm not.
Yeah, I like the way you described everything about them.
I'm not like, and I know the genre, and I'm a huge fan of the genre. I'm not a huge fan of that band. But I understand their fan base and what they're about, and I think it would translate really well from a marketing aspect. And what you can do with, like, again, like every tour that they had different masks and like stuff like that, and it's just unlimited.
Think about how sought after those masks are by their fans.
Yeah, I mean they're huge. I mean, and so I mean people like make replicas of those.
Yeah. And people would pay thousands of dollars.
They collect replicas of those masks from like different tours.
Yeah,
so
and
like,
I think the thing that would like a single artist compared to like a band too is that you have set list, drumsticks, you know,
wardrobe. I mean, you can cut up a backstage pass. You can like, I mean, it's with like live musicians, it's almost unlimited amount of like different stuff that you can obtain,
right?
And relics that you can obtain,
yep,
to put into the products.
Yeah, dude, the way you were talking about the Slipknot earlier, like all the things they could do, and they already have a card collector on their group. I'm like, it makes perfect sense for them to do collectibles.
Yeah, and I mean, they have definitely dove into other aspects that is not music. They have their own whiskey.
Yeah.
They definitely are open to branching out and trying different things that's not specifically, you know, writing new tunes,
right,
and going on tour.
I think obviously the like the big names you'd want to try to make is like a Drake, maybe a Kanye.
They're about to go on tour together.
Yeah, you know, maybe like Ariana Grande. I mean, I think some of these singers that are tearing up the chart every year. I mean, I know I don't care for music, but like Billie Eilish won all those awards, right? So those are the big names right out of the gate. But I think with bands, you get more of a cult following, like Dan said. They're not just like here today, gone tomorrow. Some of these bands have stuck around for so many years. But let's get into the sports card talk. I know you guys are like, why are you guys still talking about music?
Well,
we all love music. So
we're talking about cards, you know, collectibles. It has to do with our hobby. It does.
So I wanted to talk about LaMelo. And this article came out. 3 reasons LaMelo Ball Hornets are true dark horses to win the East. And LaMelo's just been playing phenomenally. His cards are going crazy. A recent 1 of 5 LaMelo RPA out of first off the line. Or no, not even off first off the line. I think it was just the 1 of 5. $150,000 on eBay. A 3 of 8 Pop 1 first off the line edition sold for $140,000, and these are not even recent, so this is actually ones before the season, and one was right at the beginning of the season, and the boys playing well. I mean, you see right there, they're 11-8. You got the Nets at 13-5, so they're right in striking distance. He's averaging 19 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and what you don't see here is he's getting about 2 steals a game. So this guy's doing it all in his second season. Do you think LaMelo right now is a buy? Is this the number one buy in basketball right now? Let's start with C-Rad.
Yes.
Elaborate why. Do you think they can win the East?
I don't think they're going to win the East, but I think they can be very competitive in the East. top seed in the East is going to be tough. There's so many good top teams in the East this year. Actually, there's better teams overall in the East than there are in the West currently, which is kind of funny, right? But, yeah, he's looking pretty special off of his freshman year. So I think it's still time to get in on him.
And we're only halfway
We still got so many more products coming out with him in, right? Like, I don't know if
we're only halfway through. I know this for you new collectors. You're like, where's my Cade Cunningham cards? Those are coming, but we're still, you know, with the Pandy and the delay and all this other stuff, we're still barely halfway through the rookie year of 2021, which includes LaMelo and Edwards and Wiseman, all those guys. So we're barely halfway through. So we just had Chronicles that dropped today. Get your break spots at mojobreak.com. We've got Contenders Optic coming out soon, where you can chase LaMelo as well. Those are going to be posted pretty soon on mojobreak.com. But Dan, I mean, what do you think, LaMelo? Do you think he's going to overtake Ja Morant's popularity? Is he going to overtake Zion's popularity? Can he overtake Luka's popularity in the hobby?
I mean, he's playing out of his mind. I always steer away from, as far as a hobby aspect, right? Don't buy at the peak, right? Don't buy at the hype. I think buying LaMelo right now is probably not the greatest idea. Look for other rookies. Look, Anthony Edwards also playing out of his mind, but team isn't doing as well.
Right.
But so you may want to look at Anthony Edwards on a bad team, maybe able to get a better deal on Anthony Edwards, because you look at his stats, they're just as good, if not better, than LaMelo. But LaMelo's team's winning.
Yeah.
So I think people are more focused on his cards.
Well, and also there's also a weird factor that's in my head. When you think of the Hornets, who is the all-time Hornet? Who is the face of the Hornets?
Michael Jordan.
I know, right?
No, Larry Johnson.
Alonzo Mourning?
Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues.
So how – I mean, it'll just take a couple years of LaMelo to be the face of the Hornets forever.
Glenn Rice?
Yeah, easily. If he decides he wants to stay there, you know what I mean? You don't know what these –
It's not like you're Zach LaVine.
Papa Curry?
You're Zach LaVine on the Bulls. I mean, you're going to have to play for 20 years of MVP ball to be the face of the Bulls, right?
Yeah, so that's true.
The Hornets that's franchise, true. I mean, you got LaMelo now, and that's your guy, you know? And I think his popularity – now, can he be like a polarizing figure in the NBA? Because I've heard a couple of his interviews – I watched him on Ball of the Family. He seems a little bit different now than he was on Ball of the Family as far as his presence. But can he be the guy that, like, you know, carries a room like Kevin Durant or carries a room like Curry? Do we think he can get there?
I'll tell you what he is. He's definitely the best ball brother.
I mean, does KD really carry a room, though? Like, it seems like he just gets in the every media scrum.
That's true.
He does, he's just like,
has a persona.
He's like, can you guys get out of my face, bro?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
True.
I feel like LaMelo definitely. Not only is he one of the better ball brothers, basketball wise,
not one of the better. He's the best.
I mean, it's not even.
It's not even close. Zo's
pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
But personality wise, he is the most
behind LeVar.
Personality wise, he has the best, most outgoing personality. So you know, Zo's super laid back, bro. Like. From his rookie year, remember, like, he's not out there at all. But LaMelo, he's a little bit more flashy, you know what I mean? He's a little bit more loud, so he can, I think he can definitely.
And he's got the height. He's like 6'7".
Yeah.
So I think he can definitely be
a superstar type level personality in the NBA in the future.
Can we talk about whatever sweatshirt or sweater Kyle Kuzma was wearing a couple days ago?
Did you see that, C-Red?
No, I did not
oh
see
my
it.
God.
I don't really follow Kylie Kuzma, but
man,
Google it right now. But just Google Kyle Kuzma sweater.
I can't.
If that's the way fashion's going, I'm an old man.
I know we talked about shorts last week, but I think it's a consensus that none of us would wear that, right?
No,
I mean,
that is not
okay.
Well, let's see what C-Rad says. He is
you mean
little...
the pink oversized sweater?
Yeah. No, look at the like. Could you click on it? Could you look at the hands? You got to go to another.
He just looks like a giant.
No, man.
He's just seeing it.
Oh, I mean, what is going on here?
You know, I guess in the fashion world, you just got to throw things against the wall, see if they stick.
It didn't stick. Didn't win.
Is this the runway?
It's like him getting ready for a game.
So, I mean, he drove, right?
It looks comfortable.
How do you drive in that?
Looks warm.
How do you drive in that?
It looks comfortable.
How do you eat food in that?
How do you do anything in that? Yeah, I mean, apparently you could just walk to the locker room.
Well, it's as I said earlier in the show, you could probably slap your mom safely with that because you would just be hitting with the fabric there.
Oh, man.
You could have a slap fight. Maybe that's the new thing. Maybe slap fight, you're just slapping each other with the –
You know what?
The wings there.
Real quick, too, going back to the buy LaMelo thing, I should always put an asterisk on that because it's like, I think you should buy the LaMelo balls that are not mass produced. I'm not talking about the regular prisms and.
So you're talking
silver.
About like numbered prisms?
No, I'm talking about numbered cards of LaMelo, maybe like on card autos of his that are not, don't have a high pop count. But
I a part of me almost wants to thank God that we're like still in this season, because I think the 21-22 is just like, what are you doing? Like, if we were like done with the 2021 NBA hobby cards for this year, and like we had like just finished doing Flawless, and then we're like, let's usher in the new
dudes. Are you saying that like there hasn't been anybody to really pop,
not
right?
Not really. I mean,
you know what?
I think it would be underwhelming.
I think we kind of needed this, though, right? Like, you just had every year in basketball is just like every year, big rookie, big rookie, big rookie. And we were due for a rookie class to be just
it might
okay.
Be this, it might be 16-17
was the last one where it was like, oh, my God.
And that was Benjamin
Simmons. This draft is terrible. That draft class ended up being really good
later,
for the record.
Devin Booker?
No.
Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown.
Brandon Ingram. Ben Simmons was the number one
Benjamin.
Pick that year.
Jamal Murray.
Malcolm Brogdon won the
Jamal
rookie
Murray.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray. So that draft class ended up being really good. But back
Did
in 20.
Did we say CJ McCollum already?
CJ McCollum was 13, 14.
No. Oh, that's 13. I'm thinking of Giannis here. I get him confused.
CJ McCollum.
Was too bad
years. Yeah, he was
13, 14. 13, 14. Yeah.
Back in 2016, I used to like every time a new product would come on, be like, well, there's a new 16-17 product.
But that was the first year in basketball that you can get a base rookie card and it would be worth over $100.
Yeah,
which
but everybody 16, 17. But yeah. Everybody else
that was,
is
that
pretty
was the first, that yeah. was the first prism where you can get a Ben Simmons rookie card, and because he didn't have autographs, because he was Upper Deck exclusive or is Upper Deck exclusive, those cards were selling for $100
yeah,
raw.
That helped the whole thing.
That may have actually That changed the narrative of only collecting autos to putting value mm-hmm. on base cards
yeah.
and parallels.
100%.
Yeah. That helped in that way, but
so thank you, Benjamin.
But in turn,
has he even played a game yet?
No.
Oh.
But in terms of like hype and being excited for products and the rookie class, there was none of that in 16-17.
No.
At all.
And I feel like, who do we got? We got the guy from the Magic, I think, is the best right
now.
Well,
the Cavaliers rookie is getting a lot of hype because the Cavaliers are playing really well out the gate. Evan Mobley.
That's who I'm thinking of.
He's been a walking double-double as a rookie. The other rookie that's been getting hype is the Pacers rookie, Chris Duarte. He's been playing really well for Indiana. Chris Duarte.
Chris Duarte?
Yeah.
Duarte.
Yeah, Duarte.
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 So he's been doing good in Indiana. Indiana Pacers.
Ooh, best Pacer ever to do it.
Yep.
Could
of
be.
All times.
Could
easily.
Be.
Chris Duarte.
Move over, Reggie Miller.
And then, it's interesting because I got a comment in the chat room while doing a break. Like, somebody was asking me, because we're so deep into the year now. We're into the next season. We're still doing 2021 products. And he's like, how come, like, Chris Duarte's not in any of the products? Is it because then? Oh no, not Chris Duarte. The Thunder rookie Josh Giddey. They were like, how come he's not in any product? Like, dude, does Panini not like him, or like, is it because he's not playing well? I'm like, well, it's because we've actually only had one 21-22 product Chronicles draft, and they didn't really put a lot of base cards of anybody in that product. It's like the same seven
five
or
six
eight
guys. Yep.
So I was trying to explain to him, and it's hard because we are in the next season already, and we're like halfway through the 2021 releases, because we still got at least six or seven more 2021 releases. And it's hard to explain to somebody who's maybe new coming
in. Yeah, it's
like
we're still in last year, by the way.
Well,
yeah.
Was it 2021 Illusions basketball just come out?
Yes.
Hobby Direct.
Yep. And Chronicles today.
And Chronicles today.
Did we get some Illusions?
We got some.
Sweet.
As far as the new crop of rookies, we've had what?
One release.
We've had Chronicles Draft.
Yeah, and I think they're releasing I want to say they're releasing National Treasures.
Unless you bought some of the Flawless from last week. Was it or Immaculate? Immaculate Collegiate from Direct?
I don't think
that's posted yet. I think they just
Yeah, no, they've
pushed
they previewed it. They announced it, but it hasn't been released yet.
Oh, I swear there was a direct reverse auction last week for a 2021 or 21-22 product.
Well, we're getting close on time, so I wanted to move on to Mr. Herbert. Is he past Joe Burrow now as far as collectibility?
I think he's always been above Joe Burrow.
Now, I mean, this year, let's just say, is he firmly above him now? It's not even
yes.
a question. Okay,
but.
I mean,
strange
the Bengals aren't doing bad.
He's about ready to knock over Patrick Mahomes.
I can argue that Burrow's had a better second season than Herbert, but Herbert's been the guy that people have been paying more attention to.
They're probably going to win that division. I'm sorry, C-Red.
I don't think they're going to talk. Mm. I don't think they're knocking off.
They won the last one, but they lost three in a row before that.
Yeah, they're definitely inconsistent. And you know, beating the Steelers.
9-8 might win that division.
Beating the Steelers.
Everybody might be 9-8.
Yeah,
all time.
The Chiefs are looking like normal now.
Yeah.
Because they've won three in a row now. If they just keep doing what they're doing, Chiefs should easily win the division.
Well, Chargers beat Pittsburgh. Came back. I mean, Pittsburgh's still Pittsburgh. Yeah. Mike Tomlin's still coaching the team.
Yeah.
And they were down. He came back. He won the game in the last 2 minutes.
He did lead a comeback.
I'm just saying, like, I can argue that Burrow's had a better second season. Technically, his team has been performing a little bit better overall. But the hype has always been on Herbert. Like, even all the analysts on ESPN and stuff, they always tend to want to talk about Herbert more than Burrow, even if Burrow had a good week and Herbert didn't.
I think the Chargers
think that has something to do with L.A.
Maybe.
L.A. Probably. Market, Cincinnati market.
Probably. That's why they were willing to rent a space out to play rather than have their own stadium in San Diego. But some recent sales of Contenders Cracked Ices, November 1st, $75,000 for a Cracked Ice Contenders Gem 10. A 2020 National Treasures RPA, $77.99.
That blows my mind.
So no number significance, $66,000. And a 2020 NT Midnight RPA, number to 20, $45,000. So some big numbers from Herbert, but not as big as LaMelo. So you could technically get two Herberts for the price of one LaMelo. Mm. Would you rather have two Herberts to one LaMelo, or would you rather just say, hey, I'm buying in on LaMelo?
Well, granted, you showed LaMelos that were a lot lower numbered, right? I think one was
true.
Five and one was eight.
Yeah, and this is a little.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I think the 99 LaMelos are around the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
So who would you rather have? I know we're crossing sports and it's two different markets, but.
I think, oh, man, I'm
Melo.
I don't know.
I'm taking Melo.
I have no answer. I don't know.
It's
both.
A tough one. I know. It's really hard to pick.
My first reaction is go LaMelo because of the category in the sport.
Yeah.
I feel like there might be a chance for larger growth in the basketball category as opposed to the football category.
Sure.
But I look at Herbert. They make a playoff run. They somehow get, who knows, into the Super Bowl. Then the sky's the limit on what it can be worth. That's hard to say. I think I would go LaMelo, but slightly.
Yeah, I mean, I get why it's a hard decision because you watch Herbert and he does remind you sometimes of like a Patty Mahomes, the way he, you know, runs around and throws the ball. He gives you a little bit of them Patty vibes, and if he can reach Patty levels, you know what I'm saying, then that's a whole different price. Category, right? But LaMelo is the safer choice, in my opinion, in terms of who I would invest money in.
I feel Herbert, the Chargers have done a really good job of getting weapons around him.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Allen, I mean, he's tried and true every year. Mike Williams, so you got a true legit one, legit two receiver. You have Austin Eckler, so you got your balanced. You got a running attack.
Is there a defense that's trash?
Eckler can catch the ball out of the backfield. You got Jared Cook, the ageless wonder,
mm-hmm.
who just keeps on doing what he does. Man, I think Burrow has good weapons around him as well, but he doesn't have, like, it's not –
The Chargers are more ready.
The Chargers seem like they're more ready. I mean, but you look at Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is close to be considered a number one receiver in the league as a rookie. Really hard to do.
That's crazy.
They have Tyler Boyd. So they do have a true number two. Their running back, Mixon, I mean, he's a legit number one. So they are definitely, the two teams are comparable. I think the Chargers are just slightly above them, a little bit more ready for like a playoff.
And before we get into Guess That Price, I wanted to get your guys' take on, should we be buying Mac Jones over Trevor Lawrence at this point? Granted, Mac Jones cards are higher right now.
Well, I told you early in the season where I stand. Mac Jones is my number one guy to collect. I'm not wavering. How do I do it?
I'm still on the Trevor train myself.
Yeah. I think I'm still partial to Trevor, too. I mean, did not look great against my Niners, but they keep going. You know, it's funny. He keeps getting compared. Well, Peyton Manning only won two games in his first year. You know, it's.
I think there's a lot of moments that I've watched Jaguar games. Obviously, they're really bad. Really bad. But there's moments that I watch him, and I can see glimpses of greatness in there. So it's enough for me to still be on his train. And the more he drops in price, the better I feel about recommending him to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the two titles in Clemson. I mean, he's got the hardware ready in a sense. So we'll see. But let's get right into Guess That Price, guys. Who won last time? Dan did?
Dan wins every single time. I don't know how we talk about it.
All right, we'll see. You got to put your big boy pants on.
I was close, though. I was one guess off, man.
Take home that victory. Well, the first card we're going to go to, kind of lean towards Dan. We'll see how it tests his knowledge of his quarterback. Uh-oh. We've got a 2009 finest rookie Matt Stafford patch auto, and it's numbered to 15. So there's only 15 of them made. Probably a pop one at the Gem 10, I would assume, or pretty close to it. Matthew Stafford as a Lion, red refractor, top's finest.
Is it a red refractor?
Dan's going to win this one, dude. Like,
man, that does not look like a red refractor.
Not a great design that year, but hey, you know.
I don't see red at all.
Only the red on the borders.
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, red refractor. So
you have to be way more familiar with his prices than
me. I guess
me.
since it's Dan's quarterback, he should go with his guess first.
Okay. Let me write mine down real quick.
Shit. To be honest, it's not like I go home and I just look at completed listings.
You should know some of Stafford prices.
Not
though.
Really. I'm going 5,800.
I'm going 10K.
Wow. I actually thought you guys, when I put this together, I thought you guys would be way lower than this. It actually ended at $4,087. So that goes to Dan.
Dang. No faith. This guy might win a Super Bowl this year, man.
There's a lot going on with that card, though. One, it's finest. Finest is not like the card to get that you want to collect.
And the design's terrible.
The design's terrible. It's a sticker auto.
Honestly, if I was in your guys' position and you threw that card up there, I'd say $1,500.
$4,000
seems like a lot.
So my first go, I was like, oh, that's probably like $1,800. Then I'm like, football season's going on. People are speculating that they're going to win. Like, I'm all, whatever I'm thinking initially, just multiply it by two.
Dude, Gem Mint 10.
All right. So we're going to flip back to C-Rod here because we got one for you. 2014 Panini National Treasures.
When was it sold?
National Treasures. Derek Carr.
That's sick.
Rookie hats off signatures. And for those listening to the audio version of this podcast, it is the full Raider logo from the hat. It's numbered 1 out of 4.
That's
National
sick.
Treasures hats off rookie 1 out of 4.
That's
Don't
so
stare
sick.
In his eyes. Don't
when
stare
was this
in
sold?
His eyes.
When was this sold?
This one sold in, let me see. I'm glad that is prevalent information.
He hasn't looked
that
very
is,
good recently.
That is good information. National Treasures, Derek Carr. Let me get the date for you as I'm still talking. I know, same record as the Niners now. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that? 5-2 to 5-5.
From a dream season to the worst nightmare of my life.
Well, at least you got to relish in that victory. October 12th.
Oh,
sold
so this,
October 12th.
Okay, this is about nearly a month ago. All right, I'm confident with my choice.
Okay.
Ready?
I think Dan's first because he's
oh,
got
yeah,
the one
Dan's
point.
First. He won.
All right, Dan.
Wouldn't be the RPA that you would want. So,
no, not the true.
$3,300.
$10K.
$3,300. $10K. $10K. Well, get ready to fall out your seat because this sold for $48,600.
I won by default. Let's go.
You guys should both lose on that
I knew
one.
That $10K was low, though.
Dude,
$48,000.
But I knew that Dan was going to go super low.
Yeah, I went the real price. I went the actual retail price.
This is Gem Mint 10
I went,
NTRPA.
I went the actual retail price, $3,300. I can't control that it sold for $40,000.
Gem Mint 10 NTRPA
Raiders
logo.
That is not the NTRPA.
It actually says Raiders on the patch, bro. That's
no,
what it is.
I mean, so you're reminded what team it goes to.
No, well, it is the NTRPA, technically. It's
no,
the same
no,
design.
But it's the hats off.
It is.
It's hats off. It's not the. It's not what you.
I'm very happy with knowing that it sold for $40K.
Vegas Dave also popped a bottle for that one too. Probably a $40,000 bottle. All right, we're gonna go with the guy that's got a little bit of controversy surrounding him.
Oh wow,
Mr. Isaiah Stewart, a 2020 National Treasures. First off the line, this sold before the fight.
Oh.
Patch auto gold. First off the line, number 21 out of 24. The bloody eye gate. Isaiah Stewart, and we're all tied up. So it's on C-Rad to get this one to write this one down. But gold first off the line parallel.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, I'm changing mine. Hold up.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
$1,877.
Okay, that was closer to my first guess, and then I did my whole like multiply it by two.
Oh God.
So, $4,100.
Card actually sold for $810. So another one for C-Rad. 2-1.
Yes, let's go.
2-1.
I was 2,600 and I'm all so, had to go for more than that.
So if anybody has an Isaiah Stewart, hit up Dan and C-Rad. They'll pay well over market on it.
Is the market changing? Is it tanking over here? What's going on?
Well, I mean, this guy probably wasn't.
Are we talking about the D?
He was the fourth rookie on the Pistons.
Is it the dip time? Is it dip? But he's out there playing. He could be in the G League.
Not really, but yeah, he's playing.
He's out there getting elbowed.
I don't know if you've seen the Pistons record lately.
All I know is that Cade Cunningham was trying to prevent him from really, really getting beat up.
And Cade Cunningham is their the future.
He's the future.
All right, we got the next one is Big Boy, another Big Boy. 2019-20
wow.
Panini Prism White Sparkle.
White Sparkle.
So we know that there's less than 20 or around 20 made. BGS 8.5, which probably doesn't even mean anything here. Zion Williamson sold about a month ago. So okay. He hasn't played since anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We going up for this one.
So it's on. It's definitely on C-Rad for this one. To start it off with the 2-1 lead.
$34,000. $34,000.
Just YOLO, dude. $72,000.
You put $72,000?
$72,000. Think about what the price is, multiply it by two.
Well, you might want to change your strategy because that sold for $21,100.
What are you changing your strategy?
I need to multiply it by two and then divide it by two.
You got to change the strategy.
I'm pretty sure this is not how you want all the other guests to price by doubling what you're.
Well, you got a firm lead. It's kind of like the Niner Jag game this weekend. We got a 3-1 C-Rad okay. over Dan.
All right.
So now we're moving into baseball. Maybe more of your specialty, Dan. Let's see if you can get some points on the board. We got a 2020 Topps Chrome Randy Arozarena. This was sold slightly before the Rookie of the Year nod, but is a Gold Wave rookie on card refractor numbered to 50. Obviously, him in a Cardinal uni. That's how all of his Chrome cards came. Gem Mint 10, number to 50.
That's
Randy
nice
Arozarena.
That's a nice card. All right, I'll go again. Ready?
You do.
8K.
8K for Arozarena. Dan.
$1,875.
Card actually sold for $951.
Okay.
C-Rad is a little off.
Okay, I'm way off on that one.
A little bit off there, so we can see where your strengths are. Basketball. Dan with two, creeping up. All right, so we got one more baseball here, and I know this is going to probably bring up the conversation. I used to have an orange Bryce Harper.
You
got
to be kidding me.
We got a 2011 Bowman Chrome prospect autograph, gold refractor of the recently announced MVP, did sell before the MVP nod, of Bryce Harper, 9/5/10 BGS, sold about a month ago. And widely known as his first Bowman auto, even though it technically does not have the first Bowman auto on it. It is his first chrome auto, numbered 250. And we're going to start off with Dan.
Is this the last one?
There's one more.
Okay. So Dan can tie it up right here?
Dan can tie it up, and we go into extras.
Okay. I got a, right. I got a good price. Right. Hold on.
I crossed mine out again. I'm second-guessing myself. This is BS.
He's feeling the pressure. Putting the pressure on him, C-Rad. C-Rad gets this one. He wins it.
All right.
All right. All right, Dan.
12,500.
17,777.
17,777.
Yes.
Card sold for $9,251.
Damn it!
Man, what a comeback.
All right,
here.
So my first guess on that was 8,700.
Oh, that was even closer.
So I would have been even closer.
But God, dude, baseball screwing me.
In which, you know, just to kind of, I think that's kind of undervalued.
It's undervalued. And I remember there was a product that we did a buyback product. I flew out to Vegas. I mean, the main reason why I was out there was to buy a Bryce Harper orange refractor to hold on to it forever. It was going to be basically Doug and I.
And
were
I think that one had a first Bowman on it.
Yeah, first. We were going to retire. That was going to be it. And then it got put into a buyback product. And now somebody owns it. I hope they're happy with it. I hope they didn't sell it. But that was, yeah. That's my boy right there.
I might remember hitting that card. And
yeah.
All right. Well, we're all knotted up.
Doug hit it.
We're all knotted up.
Doug hit it, and I ran in there, and I'm like, that wasn't supposed to be in there. That was a
or
forever.
No, Greg hit it.
Yeah, that was Greg like, that was a forever hold. I'm like, that mistake.
Take back. No take backs.
Never let it go. All right. So this is kind of a coin flip at this point because we're going to do some what do you guys know about MetaZoo?
Not much. My friend talks to me about it, though, because he loves it.
I don't even know.
He doesn't know what he's looking at.
I don't even know what it is. What is it?
Is
it Magic the Gathering?
I think it's if you mix the best of Pokemon and Magic the Gathering together, that would be my opinion. Maybe somebody can, for extra points, can comment below, and I am going to name the winner for next week after this. But so it's the and this is a card that was produced in 2020, by the way. Okay, Mothman MetaZoo Black Border. So. Hey, we get a little wacky, and you should have had the victory in this before the seventh one. So now,
we're gonna have to give me like 30 seconds to like digest what I'm looking at.
It is the equivalent of the.
Is this the first Bowman, right? This is the first produced one.
It's the first issue,
okay.
Of MetaZoo, and I believe this. Just to give you guys kind of a hint, I think
it's like
this
the Black Lotus.
Yes, it's the best card you can get. It's the Charizard of said set. So, for you guys at home, think about what this might sell for. And this guy just has this one. He's like, he's got it on a binder paper, you know, he's ready to play. So, all right, and I think Dan goes first.
I mean, I threw a number on a card.
That's what the best part of question seven is. Just it's a coin flip.
$15,000.
I put $2,200. It's not $15,000 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The card sold for $38,000.
No way! No way! Dude!
What a comeback?
I just got reverse OCV, dude.
What?
I'm the Warriors in the finals against the Cavaliers.
So C-Rad was up 3-1.
Yeah.
And I had to wipe it out. I had to basically go 3-0 at the end. I the Mothman MetaZoo. There's very few things I know more than the Mothman.
Dude, that's fake, dude.
The Mothman. I bought it. I should know. I bought that card. I'm a proud owner. He shipped it in the PWE.
Hold on, bro.
Apparently, he doesn't even have a top loader for how much?
$32,000?
$38,000. $38,000. Not even a sleeve. Couldn't even sleeve it up.
There was other ones that sold for like 20 grand too, so I could not
wait, there's
it.
More than one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, apparently.
But that's what we should be ripping. Should we be ripping the MetaZoo?
And I believe Topps makes it. It's made by Topps.
Where's our allocation?
I know.
Actually, you know what? So I think I've actually talked about this. So in order to get the first issue, you need to be a gaming store that has tournaments. Now, if you want to just sell it in your store and not do tournaments, you can get it, but it's not the first edition. They have basically tournament edition. That's going to be first edition, and then the regular release.
So. All right, and so we got a winner from last week's show. It's James H. James Hummel. Congrats, you get $150 in group rate credit. Once again, reminder that we are doing another $150 in group rate credit this week. You got to name what artist you'd want, or group, music group, what would you like to have a rookie card of? Because it's a fascinating subject for me. I want to see the comments in the chat below. Make sure you guys hit subscribe. Make sure you guys jump on those Black Friday deals that we have on MojoBreakShop.com. And we're going to be ripping all the newest releases on MojoBreak.com as well. So make sure you jump in there. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Thanksgiving week. We didn't even mention it. I'm gonna gain 5 more pounds tomorrow eating some turkey and some, I don't know, green bean casserole, maybe some stuffing, maybe some cheesecake, maybe some pumpkin pie. I'm going to just shove it all in my face. So I'll see you guys a little heavier next week. And you guys have a good one. Peace out.